I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Today, I'd like to talk about how mergers and acquisitions in the business world are making some people rich beyond belief and leaving the little guy with nothing. Don't get me wrong, though. I'm not opposed to the multi-billion dollar business deals we often hear about. In fact, I believe that things like the phone service I use, the car I drive, and even the computer I rely on are all much better because of mergers and acquisitions. The problem is all of the lawsuits that are filed challenging these business deals. The Bloomberg News Service recently did an investigation in Delaware, where more than half of all U.S. companies are incorporated, and it discovered that 70% of the time, the only winners in these types of lawsuits are the lawyers who file them. Let's be fair, that's pretty shocking, so I'll repeat it. In 7 out of 10 lawsuits that challenge mergers, the little guy or the shareholder got nothing, while the lawyers got rich, making $32 million. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.